Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An abortionist in the California criminal preliminary hearing admits the conversations regarding the recordings were done in public places. This is very significant in the development of this case. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a significant development because the whole issue here is whether or not Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden recorded in accordance with or contrary to California law. And California law requires two-party consent. Both parties have to consent. But there's exceptions. And one of the exceptions is a big exception, and it certainly applies here. And that is, if these recordings were done in places of public areas where there would not be a reasonable expectation of privacy, where other people, in other words, could overhear your conversations, then that's permissible, and that just simply makes sense. And the other, of course, is whether the person doing the recording suspects that the person recorded is engaging in or has or is about to engage in some kind of criminal act. And, of course, that also applies here to Planned Parenthood.
Of course, in this, you know, situation, we have a Planned Parenthood doctor, and I use that word loosely. You know, she was in a restaurant, a public restaurant with DeLayden and Merritt, and you can't have a private conversation really in a public restaurant. You have servers walking by, that kind of thing. And she's talking about how, you know, you can buy baby body parts. She's saying, you know, the Stim Express has cornered the market in Northern California, but we have an affiliate in Orlando that goes to 20 weeks. That means babies, 20 weeks. And they could expect to pay $30 to $100 per specimen, in her wording. You know, so there was nothing private about that. And she made no attempt to lower her voice or anything like that. So this is a very public conversation.
Yeah, the judge has these individuals listed as Does, and this one is called Doe 9, but this particular person was testifying and testified based upon what was on the video. The video actually said that there was Stim Express was one of the entities that Planned Parenthood was selling the baby body parts for. And Stim Express was then turning around and charging enormous amounts of money. And Stim Express has actually been sued by a different entity in California and had to pay millions of dollars because of violating the law. Well, this particular Doe 9 said that Stim Express had cornered the market in Northern California for these baby body parts. And, however, there's an affiliate in Orlando that actually goes to 20 weeks, and they could expect to pay $30 to $100 per specimen. Well, on that particular person, on cross-examination, Harry Mahet, who is our Vice President of Legal Affairs and Chief Litigation Counsel, questioned Doe 9 whether she was concerned that this recording that was played had been made public. Doe 9 answered yes. And then
she said this under oath in court.
Yeah, yes, she was concerned. But then our chief litigation counsel presented Doe 9 with a transcript of her deposition from a Planned Parenthood civil lawsuit against the Center for Medical Progress. And in that particular sworn deposition testimony, where she had to swear under oath, she said, quote, "I haven't done anything wrong in the videos. It doesn't matter to me if they're released publicly," close quote.
So she just contradicted herself in court under oath.
Yeah, so in the criminal case, under oath, she said, yes, she was concerned that the videos were made public. Then on the other hand, before that, under oath in a deposition, she said, it doesn't matter to me if they're released publicly, and obviously was caught in a lie by this cross-examination.
Red-handed.
So Doe 3, there's another one, is a retired late-term abortionist. And Doe 3 was filmed in the 2014 National Abortion Federation Conference. And you could hear and see passersby. Regarding the conversation. They're sitting at a table, and there's people coming and going. Doe 3 stated that she did not feel the need to lower her voice or talk privately or take privacy precautions at the conference. Our attorney played a clip of that video, pausing every time a stranger entered into the frame. Doe 3 admitted that some people were walking past and have been close enough that they could have overheard these comments. So these conversations, there's a couple of major factors here. These conversations, one, the Doe 9 said she doesn't care whether these are released publicly, lying under oath because she contradicted herself by saying that she was concerned at the criminal trial, but before saying she wasn't concerned. So no problem releasing these under oath, showing that obviously she's a liar and that at one time she said she had no problem with it. And then Doe 3, the retired abortionist, said yes. Every time when our counsel replayed the video, stopped it every time someone came nearby, that retired late-term abortionist said yes, those people could have overheard the conversations, but didn't see any need to take privacy precautions. Well, that literally guts the case there for those people. Because obviously that was done in a public place, and this person didn't have any concern about privacy.
Right, and that's what the prosecutors are trying to nail on our client, as well as David DeLane, that they did something illegal. They did something against the law by doing these undercover videos, but they did it in a very public place. And these does had no qualm with that. They didn't lower their voice. They didn't say, oh, we're in a public place, I should stay quiet. In fact, even Doe 3 has appeared in a documentary about being one of the only four remaining doctors, again, I use that word loosely, in the United States who openly perform late-term abortions. So it's not like she's hiding what she does. She's quite proud of it.
Yeah, and in fact, this documentary, the 2013 documentary, is called After Tiller. Tiller was the late-term abortionist. His name or nickname was Tiller the Killer, and he did late-term abortions, which are brutal procedures on well-developed babies to kill them in the womb brutally, ripping them apart, all kinds of horrible ways to kill these innocent infants. And so this Doe 3, this retired abortionist, was part of that documentary, proudly pointing out that this person is one of four remaining doctors in the United States to openly perform late-term abortions. Now, there are others that do late-term abortions, but these are people who are proud about doing late-term abortions.
Yeah.
And we're talking about late second trimester, third trimester. We're talking about babies that are fully formed, where they have to do brutal, unbelievable acts to these babies in the womb to kill them inside the mother's womb.
You know, Matt, this is just, there's so much evil in all of this, and it's all about the greed. You know, they're so jaded about human life. They're willing to kill innocent babies in order to make big bucks. And there's so much evil that's pervading in this. And I'm so grateful for this hearing, that this truth is coming out about Planned Parenthood. Of course, you're not hearing about it on the media. You know, they're quite crickets about it. But this truth is coming out, and that's so important, what's happening to these babies.
This preliminary criminal trial going on for, it moved into its third week. That preliminary trial has not been covered by any main media source, and yet it is open to the public for you to come in there and listen to the trial and write about it. But none of the media want to cover this because it doesn't go along with their pro-abortion narrative.
Right,
it
only
really
the pro-life
shows,
media, yeah.
Yeah, only the pro-life media, and certainly we're being able to put that out. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org. We actually have a special section on our website, lc.org/Sandra for Sandra Merritt. You can also see it on the scrolling icon on the lc.org page, and that's where we have and are consolidating all of our press releases on this trial. And also we have another one coming up in October,
the
and that is
trial.
The civil trial. This is the criminal trial. And this is the preliminary criminal trial. In other words, in California, they do a preliminary, sort of a full-blown trial, if you will. Witnesses, this one touched 3 weeks, three parts of 3 weeks. And it would normally be, you know, most trials, criminal trials, don't even go that long. This is a preliminary criminal trial to determine whether or not this thing will continue on. Pray for our legal team because they have had very little sleep. Pray for Sandra. This case is enormously expensive. So you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, learn more about this, lc.org/Sandra. If you want to become a partner and help support and stand with Sandra, you can do that right there on the website. Go to lc.org for more information. And remember to pray for Sandra and that this country returns to a position supporting protecting human life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.